We turn now in God's Word to the book of Psalms, Psalm 90 this morning. Catch the words at the top of the psalm, Psalm 90, the prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, O sons of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, and are like a watch in the night. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning, though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins, in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years, or 80, if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass, and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due to you. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us and as many years as we have seen trouble. May our deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Our text this morning comes from verses 4 and 12. Verse 4, "For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night." Verse 12, "Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom."
"2011 is over. 2012 has begun. The year gone past will not come back." Are you pleased? Are you pleased with what happened in the year gone past? Did you get enough done? Did you focus on the right things? Any regrets of the year? God has this dimension called time, and He determines its speed. For you and me, however, it seems as though the speed so rarely is just right. When your children in school, unless you're a whiz kid and you love school, school could just drag. Do you remember fourth grade reading? Do you remember fifth grade mathematics? Do you remember sixth grade history? Oh, how time drags! For others who live alone, what happens? They get up in the morning, they make their bed, they have some breakfast, And then what? For some of them, they wait through the hours of the day. An old aunt I knew, pushing the 85 mark, would sit in her wheel, in her rocking chair all day long. And part of the time, she would twiddle her thumbs forward, and part of the time, she would twiddle them backwards. For others, life is moving so fast. Why, you gotta get so much done, and it seems as though you're forever behind, and you're trying your best. For some people, why, even where you're going across town, it seems as though all of those traffic lights that turn yellow, you try to call them still yellow when they're hot pink. And when they're really red, you really try to denounce them as being only orange. And some, while they're traveling across town, are on the cell phone, or they're texting, or they're doing this, and some meals have to be interrupted by... Year's over. A new year has begun. And as you are here on this new year, it is time to reassess. I love some of those scenes out west where you can come up and over a rise, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Washington, Nevada, Arizona. Some of those places you can come up over a rise, and at the top of the rise you can see forward as you're looking out across the valley, and there you can even see sometimes the freeway as it winds its way across the valley, and sometimes you can see for 30, 40, 50 miles. Beautiful, right? Or in Michigan, if the Lord gives a couple inches of snow, children can be walking across the park, across the field, and they get to a certain part of the rise and they can look back. And all of you who've been there know, you thought you were traveling pretty straight as you're moving across that 40-acre hay field. And then you look back and you look at your tracks in the snow. They weren't nearly as straight as you thought they were. Boy, there were some bends and twists in there. You look back at year 2011. What do you see? Truth be told, there were some bends, some twists, some sudden jerks in the trail left in the snow of this past year. You'd never want to let that happen again. And now you're at the rise. And you look forward. And it's like you're looking across the valley with 2 inches of snow all the way to the next ridge. And as you look across, it looks as beautiful and white and snow as a. Blank sheet of paper with no marks on it yet. And no damage done yet except what took place in the last 10 hours and 21 minutes. And then Moses. No. The Lord speaking through the pen of Moses tells you these beautiful words. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has gone by, like a watch in the night. 3 parts to this text. In God's time, in God's sight, in God's wisdom. In God's time. Hard to grasp sometimes, isn't it? The Bible says the Lord gives to everyone a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. So the Lord gives to every single person a time to be born and a time to die. You do not control the day you're born. You do not control the day you die. Let's reinforce that. You do not control the day you die. Say that emphatically. Even for those who try to commit suicide. You don't get away with it unless the Lord says, okay, so be it. But what a beautiful words here, right? How much time will the Lord span between your day to be born and your day to die? You don't know. Verse 10 says, He gives to the human beings a limit of 70 years. And if by great strength, 80. Don't take that for granted. Yes, yes, yes. Medical science is doing a lot, and they're pushing that average up and up and up, but it says it in the Bible. So, Grandpa, my grandpa that I never met, died in 1947. It was the middle of the summer. He was in good health. He was in strapping good health, according to what my dad and my aunt said. But in the middle of that summer, he happened to catch the flu. The flu was on for 2 days. He was in the bed, and his kids came around, and he kept talking about calendar. Life's calendar, and the Lord was... And my dad and my aunts argued with him. No, Dad, remember, many people get flu, and flu only lasts for a couple days, and he said, flat out, hold it, I have had my 70 years. They argued with him, but he was right. 2 days later, they were planning his funeral. Who's saying this? Moses. How old did Moses get? 120. Why does Moses put this in the Word? Because Moses watched what was happening. He knew that even though he and his forebears, Brother Aaron had 123, he knew, just looking at what the Lord was doing in his life, that the Lord was trimming down the lifespan of human creatures. For Moses knew, as he's leading those children of Israel through the wilderness for 40 years, they went through 39 campsites. Read the campsites, Numbers chapter 33. From when they left Egypt to when they crossed Jordan River. 39 campsites, and Moses saw all of that. But the Lord was dealing with the sin of the older generation, and every single campsite had a cemetery also left behind. 39 places where those people were buried in the sand, so that by the time they got to the Jordan River, there is among the children of Israel nobody over the age of 59. All the old-timers are gone except... Moses has to climb Mount Nebo. He doesn't get across. Except Caleb and Joshua. And Moses is seeing all of this and he says, the Lord's changing the calendar. He's cutting it down to 70. Within 70 years you can show the Lord whether you're going to be faithful to Him or whether you're going to be rebellious against Him. Or if you strength 80 years... And if the Lord gives you anything over the age of 80, you have to conclude, according to this passage, that's bonus, bonus. The Bible says, 4,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone past. God's time, marching on. And it's like you're on a freeway, passing the mile markers, one by one by one, and so they zip on past. In God's sight, yeah, take a look at that too. Verse 4. For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that's just gone past. A day just gone past. When you're young, it seems as though you got so much time ahead of you, right? A 12-year-old in grade school wants to be beyond that and into high school. A 14-year-old can hardly wait 2 whole more years until they finally can get a driver's license. A 16-year-old thinks, 19 or 20, when I finally can move out and spread my own wings, oh, that's a long time. A 20-year-old looks at a 40-year-old and thinks they're over the hill. A 40-year-old looks at a 60-year-old and thinks they should retire. A 60-year-old looks at an 80-year-old and says, that's old. And some of the 80-year-olds look at the 95-year-olds and say, that's old. What does God say? In God's sight, remember, He is everlasting God. From everlasting to everlasting, He is God. Verse 4, 1,000 years in His sight are like a day that has gone past. 1,000 years ago, what was here? Wild woods and forests, a few prairies, though you don't see it, Grand Prairie speaks of a prairie. And I want to know from the old timers, was there ever a prairie there? Or was it all woods? A little bit further south, there are prairies. 1,000 years ago, it was here. A few Indians hunting the deer and the fowl, fishing the streams and the lakes. 1,000 years ago, where were your ancestors? Many of them were primitive tribes on whatever continent. Probably could not read and write. Probably carrying out the life of a serf. 1,000 years in God's sight? One day. That explains how, in God's sight, Grandpa Adam got to be 930 years old, but in God's sight, that was the bracketed of one day. And the day you eat thereof, you shall die. One day, God's sight. Grandpa Seth got to be 912. One day. Grandpa Methuselah got to be 969. One day. Oh, but life marches on. It marches on. You can't speed it up. You can't slow it down. It is this element called time. It's like working in a factory on a conveyor belt. I've been there, done that. Many of you, some of you maybe, day by day, work on that conveyor belt. So the conveyor belt marches along. And each person working on that conveyor belt in the factory has to do their part as best they can. And it's going to be the inspector's job afterwards to check and make sure that they're living up to standard. But sometimes it seems as though the conveyor belt is moving way too fast. And it seems as though you're always trying to catch up and you're always trying to do a few more parts. And other times it seems as though you can do your parts and other people are lousing up this game plan and they're slowing up the thing and you're waiting for the next part. In God's book, in God's sight, it's all moving according to His plan. 1,000 years one day. And then he changes the formula. A day that has gone by. So the day that's gone by was Saturday, December 31st, 2011. Do you remember what you did yesterday? Sure hope you do. But there's some gaps in it already, eh? You don't even have to have senior moments before you get gaps in yesterday. Do you remember what Saturday, December 3rd, was for you and what you did? How about Saturday, November 5th? What'd you do? How about Saturday, October 1st, 2011? What'd you do? My guess is, a year or two from now, only one couple here will remember what that day meant. The Lord adds, or as a watch in the night, how long does that take? The Hebrew night was divided up into four sections. As Moses would have to post guards at the outside of the camp every night when they were camping for 40 years straight, post guards at the outside of the camp. First watch was from 6 to 9. Second watch from 9 to midnight. Third watch from midnight to 3 a.m. Fourth watch from 3 a.m. to dawn. How long does a watch take? Ever been on night shift? Nurses? Factory workers? Ever been on night shift? How long does it take to get from 9 to midnight? It ain't long. What is the Lord saying here? As a watch in the night. Meanwhile, He is the everlasting God, and for Him that watch is like a few minutes. Your life, here, lived, and He calls you from planet Earth. What about His wisdom? Verse 12. Teach us to number our days aright that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Oh, we make a big deal of birthdays. That's natural. In some family clans, when it's your birthday, everybody shows up for the whole family clan, and they all have this great big shindig and a great big nice cake, complete with candles. Isn't that impressive to see a cake with 79 candles all the way around? That'll heat up the room. You can't get the last one lit before the first one's down into the frosting already. Teach us to number our days, though, the Bible says. So how many days have you lived? Any school-aged child with a calculator can figure it out. If you're 20 years old here, how many days have you lived? 7,300, that's all. If you're 40 days old, how many days have you lived? 14,600, that's all. If you're 80 years old, how many days have you lived? Count them. 29,200, that's all. You haven't even hit the 30,000 mark yet. Why does the Lord want you to count? That you may gain a heart of wisdom. How do you get wisdom? Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow His precepts have a good understanding. That's how. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Let the Lord be number one in your life, absolutely number one in your life. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow His precepts have a good understanding. You follow His word, you're on the right track. You disobey His word, you're in trouble. And His wisdom always points three things at once. Repentance from all sin. His wisdom always points to faith in Christ as the only ground for your salvation. And His wisdom always points to you wanting to lead a good, good life to the honor and the glory of your Lord. So put it all together. God's time, God's sight, God's wisdom. What should you do about it? And what if? What if in the course of this year, your calendar is up? What if there is an accident? What if you're working and there's an explosion? What if you're sleeping, there's a fire? What if you walk into a doctor's office and his face is long because he says, I don't like that blood work and we're going to send you to... And what if they should say, well, we're going to fight this with all we got, but according to the statistics of people in your situation, not many surpass the 1 year mark. What if you had 1 year and you knew it? What would you do? Wow! What would you do? You would certainly change some things. One, you would draw close to your Lord as close as you could possibly get. Two, you would pray more than you've ever prayed before and more sincerely. Three, you would be into His word and you would love His word. Four, you would set your house in order to make sure that everything was in order. Five, if anybody had something against you, you would implore them to forgive you. Six, if you had a family member that was not walking with the Lord, you would get on your knees and beg them to start walking with the Lord. Seven, you would be the most faithful witness you had ever been in your life. You would even talk to people in the elevator about your faith. Eight, you would be a shining light wherever you walk. No matter what came your way, you would speak of your Lord because you knew He counted. Nine, you would reflect on your life and beg your Lord's forgiveness for any of those secret sins that He has set in the light of His countenance. And 10, you would pray that the Lord would prepare your heart and your soul to sing for the saints and the angels. And what if? What if this is not your year? Then the same punchline comes with the story. Then you want to do the best you possibly can, right? And you want to draw close to your Lord more than ever before. And you want your prayers to be sincere. You want to be into His word. You want to be in fellowship with Him so that this is the best year of your life. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. What a model! Live by it. Lord, our Lord, all of 2011 we put into Your hands. We ask that You would remove anything amiss and purify it in the blood of Christ. All of 2012, we put into Your hands. We ask that You would dedicate us to Your service like never before. And to You shall be all praise and glory
In Christ's name, we pray. Amen.